Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the article on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 7th of November, 2022, and is entitled, Just Don't. Editorial note, for some reason that I don't fully understand, this one went really viral and got a big and actually kind of pleasant and humanistic discussion going on Hacker News, and was read by, 110,000 or so people or more. So yeah, prepare to join the crowd. Just don't. Sometimes it's wrong to begin a phrase with the word just. I offer as evidence two such situations. I think there's a common thread to be drawn. Stuck. People with mental health issues can get stuck. For example, when some combination of depression and anxiety means they can't get out of bed all day and can't say why. Or when they really need to get dressed or packed or organized for some imminent unreschedulable event and can't get started. It is easy, I know this because I have, say something like, well, just stand up and look out the window, it's sunny. Or just grab some random underwear and drop them in the suitcase, then you'll be started. Or just get the binder out of your knapsack and look at the first page. This will not help. Broken. Suppose a colleague at work who takes care of an important high-volume web service is dealing with a horrible problem, spiking latencies or an actual outage. They're not making good progress, and someone's asked you if you can help. You look at some graphs and error messages. It's easy, once again, I speak from experience, to say something like, could you just cache the hot partition keys? Or, so just scan the logs for the high-latency signals and frequency sort them. This will not help. Philology. Pardon this sidebar, I've got a history with dictionaries, and we have lots of them within pretty easy reach of where I'm sitting to write this. I was curious about this usage of just, in a sense which sort of means merely, diminishing the difficulty of whatever action is being proposed. So I grabbed the shorter Oxford English Dictionary, 4th edition, that's a link, which is a lot easier on the wrists and eyes than the full Oxford English Dictionary, that's another link, and which, cognoscente will tell you, is maybe a little stronger on etymology than its larger sibling. Disappointingly, I turned up nothing. So I went out and took out the compact Oxford English Dictionary. Note, this is not the teeny little compact Oxford Dictionary. It's a 1989 printing of the then new full second edition of the OED, photographically reduced from 22 volumes to one huge volume with 9 pages on each of its very large leaves, which means it strains the wrist and you need a magnifying glass to read the text. Wondering why? I care. I helped produce these artifacts. Must write about that someday. Anyhow, in the big OED, I struck gold, which surprised me since I have always thought that the shorter is enough to suffice anyone who's not trying to figure out what Chaucer meant or when Indian vocabulary began to infuse into English. In fact, this is the first time in decades that I've actually needed to go to the big OED. Below, I reproduce the relevant page. Warning, if you enlarge this, you'll get the full resolution picture, and it's not small. The page starts halfway through the adverbial senses of just. And so you have here a picture of a page of the Oxford English Dictionary, which runs from justo corps, whatever that means, to justice. 3 columns, really worth looking at. Here we learn, see sense number 5, of the usage which means no more than, merely, barely. The first supporting quotation is from Robert Hooke in 1665, but my favorite is from Macaulay in 1849, men who seemed to think they had given an illustrious proof of loyalty by just stopping short of regicide. But let's not ignore sense 5c, used to extenuate the action expressed by a verb, and so to represent it as a small thing. The first known usage from Walter Scott is from Walter Scott in 1815. The most recent quotation is from 1898 and resonates with me. Mother, do just get in with me for a few minutes until the train starts. And I wonder why Mother wouldn't get in. And I'm pretty sure that just didn't help. Takeaway. Do not, to quote the OED, represent as a small thing the difficulty of something you're asking someone else to do when you're not inside their head and don't understand what they see and feel. The word just is a signal that you're not taking their problem seriously. So don't do that. I'd like to say just don't, but obviously shouldn't. That's all, folks.